You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, let's see. Long time, first time. We may not have time for everybody. We're going to do our best. For sure, the first three will get on. That includes Nicolette. Hi, Nicolette. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So you've never called your boys before. We feel very grateful that you finally grabbed the phone to say hello.
I know. I've always thought about calling. Honestly, I've thought about calling for probably the past 20 years.
Well, what's holding you back? Why didn't
20
you...
years?
This is the year. This is the year I'm doing it.
I would thought for sure you were going to say what you were about to say was, I've really thought about calling over the last 2 months.
I wish it was 2 months, but I've been listening to this radio station since I was a kid, and I have to say, I've always wanted to call, and I think I've tried. I've never gotten through.
Hmm.
Well,
we will have you rate us here in just a little bit. How old are you now?
I am 31.
Dang, you're getting up there.
What do you do? What's your life all about? What do you do for a living?
I'm an emergency doctor. I'm currently driving home from work. So I'm just, you know, I'm living in Denver, and I wasn't for a while, so it's nice to be back.
So are you like a surgeon then, an emergency surgeon, or what's the emergency aspect?
Not,
tell me about your job.
I'm an emergency surgeon, so if you guys were to go into the ER, I'd be the person that you would see.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What was the craziest thing you had come in last night?
Nothing too crazy last night, but, you know, it can range from anything from a heart attack to a code or anything like that, so...
Mm-hmm. Or something stuck inside
something
somebody.
Lodged in a person, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, I have plenty of stories of those.
I bet. Every time we talk to anyone in the medical industry, they're like, let me tell you what somebody put in their butt.
I feel like it's almost a daily occurrence at some ER in the city.
Can you name something weird that's appropriate-ish?
Trying to think about something interesting.
Like a stapler or something?
I saw an earbud and a little, like a shooter.
Oh, like a little shooter.
Yeah. I've seen that.
What was it? Like whiskey or tequila?
We actually had that conversation. We got the x-ray and we're like, so what kind of shooter do you think this is?
That's hilarious. You can stop there. A shooter and an AirPod. All right.
I can see that everyone in the ER putting like a dollar down to like bet on what it's going to be.
Well, and then if you get it
out,
do you crack it open and take a shot?
Oh, this one was empty, and I don't think we would have opened it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like if it had still been hermetically sealed, that the stuff on the inside, the contents would have still been okay, though, right?
I would think.
I think to the patients that, you know, would have this in, you know, in their body, they wouldn't mind if they drank it afterwards.
Sure.
All these stories, I just need to know the backstory of that person. Like, at the time, they were thinking, you know what? This is a good idea.
Hey, watch this.
Where's my AirPod?
This person said he didn't know.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, right. Oh, it's
Can
so
you
funny.
Hear me now? Nicolette, what are you doing this weekend that's going to make us jealous or impress us? What are you doing?
I'm going to Nashville. I'm going to go celebrate my best friend's graduation.
Oh, how cool. I'm dying to get out to Nashville.
Go down to Broadway and tear it up, right?
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to hop on a plane in about 2 hours.
Good for you. Truly one of the more fun cities in America. There is no doubt about it.
I've heard it's like Las Vegas for country folk.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. I'm not a country person at all. And there was plenty to entertain me that's pure rock and roll out there, too. It's just Music City now. It's just Music City.
I got a very good friend that just moved about 20 minutes from Nashville, and he's already inviting me out, saying, let's go. Let's do this.
Get out there.
We'll see.
Nicolette, we're so glad after 20 years you finally called us. We hope you have a terrific weekend. Have a safe trip, okay?
Nice meeting you.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. God, I love our listeners.
That's a good story.
Here comes Berta. Berta, good morning. What are you doing?
Hi, good morning. I'm getting ready to go to work, putting on my makeup.
Yeah?
At what point are you at with the makeup application right now?
Almost done.
So you already made the funny face putting on the mascara, you know, the...
I don't make funny faces.
You don't?
I'm an expert. I don't make funny faces.
Well, you're a pro then.
We would have to watch because you might be doing it and just not aware you're doing it.
Yeah, you got that mouth open.
What's the last thing you do? Like of all of the steps in your makeup, what's the last one?
Mascara.
Okay. That just finishes it off.
Mm-hmm. And it's done. It's done. I'm done. I deal with people all day long in the dental field, so front desk. So, you know, I have to look somewhat presentable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well, if you're not actually peering into people's mouths, I guess we don't have questions for you about that. You just... Let me ask you something.
Well, no.
When they work their way up to the desk to see you, let's say the first time in, do you do the thing where you glance at their teeth just to see what your coworkers are going to be dealing with in just a few moments?
But of course.
Got to. Yeah. You're like, oh boy, they've got their work cut out for them today.
Some patients come in and they start pointing out their teeth to us, and I'm always like, no, this is why I'm on this end. I don't really want to see that.
Your t-shirt needs to say, not my problem.
Hey, I just do the hard part. They can do the easier part in the back.
Speaking of your patients, do you ever get excited when you see like a certain patient is coming in because maybe they're like really good looking or they're, you know, where they're really good looking?
No.
Really?
No.
I totally would. I'd be like, oh,
are you lying to us? She might be lying.
Only if they're nice.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
Kind of excited if they're really mean, and then we're like, how are we going to deal with them today, you know?
Just maybe go a little lighter on the Novocaine, maybe?
Yeah, here, let me do the teeth cleaning today.
Yeah, a little heavier on the Novocaine.
Oh, sorry about that. Oh, sorry again. Oh, sorry about that.
We're going to need to give you some more gas.
Berta, what are you doing this weekend? What do you got going on?
So, nothing too exciting. I'm actually helping a friend at an estate sale.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good time.
So what will
you be doing? Like, what's your job at the estate sale?
Sometimes you got to help a friend out. You know what I mean?
You're like moral support.
But what is your job at the estate sale? Like, what will you be doing?
Probably like checking them out. And, that kind of stuff, you know, just kind of answering questions. And
do you have your eye on anything that you want at the estate sale?
Oh, but of course. Yeah, I've already bought some stuff.
Really? I feel like that'd be a little awkward.
Yeah. I'm looking at the jewelry.
Oh.
Okay. Awkward how? Like what?
Like if it's a friend and somebody close to that friend passed away and you're like, I'm really sorry, but where's all this jewelry going?
Oh,
you know, it's just a little like, I'll help you out.
Pocket this.
Take that.
I don't know what happened to that.
You're like lowballing them on everything.
So actually, I think it's we're helping out the proceeds are going to help out the a show choir that I perform in. So.
Okay.
Oh,
it's kind of like a little fundraiser. I perform with a show choir, Northland Chorale.
Well, now you got to sing a little something for us.
Yeah, let's hear a song.
Sing and dance, yes, sir.
We'll sing.
No, right this moment, Berta. We need 15 seconds of a song.
What's a good song? What's a song I could sing?
15 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Come on. What did you do at your last choir practice? Just
you're a big talker about your choir.
I don't believe you.
Well, I turned all my music in. I don't have one here.
You can't sing anything? You can't sing You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine, anything?
Hallelujah or something?
You Are My Sunshine? Glenn.
You know what I think? Here's what I've decided.
I think you're lying.
Here's what I've decided. Berta is that person at the choir who just opens her mouth and lip syncs. She doesn't actually sing.
Yep. No solos for you.
She hides amongst everyone else and just opens her mouth real wide.
She's a hummer. She
There's
hums.
There's no sound coming out.
I'm a soprano. We do not lip sync. We do not lip sync.
Well, you're not singing anything.
You look like the kids in the Charlie Brown Christmas when they're singing and their mouths are just the big O's. You know,
All right, let's see here. Hold on, I'm going to come up with a song. Hold on, just a second.
Well, now we're out of time. Berta.
You're talking to whoever's there with you instead of us.
Yeah, you spent too much time talking to your friend. We got to run. Thank you for calling. Bye. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too. Next time you guys do a song, I'll have it prepared.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you. Yeah, I felt like she was too busy talking to her buddy
I don't know who that was. I think she's lying.
Well, we gave her like more than a minute to try to sing anything and nothing. Samantha, are you going to sing for us this morning?
I will.
Will you? What could you sing for us?
Well, I'm not a singer, but...
So what? Apparently neither is Berta. So what do you got for us?
Off the top of my head, I was on TikTok this morning, so... I'm a Barbie girl.
That's enough out of you. That's enough. We're done. No.
Yeah, but you know what? You sang more than Berta did, so.
You're funny.
That's hilarious.
And I do make the ugly face when I put on my mascara.
Do you? Yeah. My wife does a little of that.
I don't think you could be capable of an ugly face. I'll bet your face is charming and delightful at all times.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing this weekend, Samantha?
Come on, impress us.
I am not sure. I just moved to Colorado, so I don't really know much out here to do. All I do is go to work, and I work with dead people, so they don't give me any advice.
You work with dead people? Are you embalming? What are you doing?
I'm actually an embalming. I'm a student right now, but I work at a funeral home. So
fascinating.
I don't embalm. I'm just...
You're just hanging out.
People right now, but in 3 months, I'll be certified. So then I will be embalming people.
That's fascinating to
me. Wow. Have you wanted to do this for a while?
I have for about 20 years. And now my kids are older, so I finally went back to school. And
why are you drawn to this career, this industry?
I don't know. I'm a bit morbid, I guess. But my sister passed away when I was younger, and I kind of got interested in the process, and I kind of just been volunteering at funeral homes and working at funeral homes since. So
have you had any instances of bodies moving or sitting up on you?
I had a arm hit me in the head, but it's just because it uncrossed and fell. But
you might have been singing that goofy song there, and the body was like, enough.
Slapping you.
Shut up.
I can hear you even over here on the other side.
See, that's creepy to me. That's creepy stuff.
Oh, that's I'm just grateful that there are
you or talk back.
Right, and it's also a recession-proof industry. There will always be bodies, won't there?
Bodies in, bodies out.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be born and you gotta die. So,
well, except for me, I'm gonna live forever. But let me ask you something. Are we out of time? We're out of time. Tell me this quickly. You said you moved here from where?
From Dallas.
Oh, Big D, and from one Big D to another Big D. All right.
Oh well.
Yeah,
Samantha, you are charming. Thank you for taking the... I'm glad that there are people like you who choose to do that job.
Yeah,
thank you for that. So,
well, appreciate you guys talking to me this morning. It's my first time calling on a radio show. I was like, why not? But
how was it? How was your experience?
Did you have a nice time?
Nice. All right, y'all too.
Okay, all right.
Okay, thank you, Samantha.
Bye.
I'll just say she had a good time.
Yeah.
She had a good time. I couldn't do that job.
I could not either.
Whoa.
Like they say that the air sometimes like leaves your body a little bit and you'll hear like moaning and stuff. I couldn't.
I couldn't.